Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. What up? This is Shan, and this is Cozy Womb Podcast. This is Ari. Say hi.
Hi.
Say hi, Anya.
Hi.
What up?
What's up? This is Shan, and this is Cozy Womb Podcast, episode 70. We're getting up there. Today, I wanted to chat about important decisions we make for the betterment of our children, or our kids, or our kid. Because the reality is, sometimes the decisions that we have to make that will have an effect on them in the long run, we have to make it alone sometimes, or we may ask for some type of guidance from someone that's older than us, maybe our parents, maybe our aunts, maybe our uncles. Sometimes with the girls, I may ask my brothers because they're parents. Sometimes I may ask my friends that are parents, what do you think? What do you suggest? Here's the issue, blah, 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 blah. Because our kids are too young. Like, I can't go to my 4-year-old and be like, hey, do you think I should let you have this? They're going to tell me they want what they want because they want it, period. They don't know the long-term pros and cons of this, the decision I'm about to make that will affect them later. So there are some decisions that, you can try to educate your child on making a better decision for themselves. And there are some decisions that they may make that may have consequences later. There are some decisions that you may make that will, stop something from happening later for them, or allow something good to happen for them later. Trying to steer your child in the right direction. Like, for me personally, I'm not going to have any type of religious view that I have for myself that I believe in and be like to my child, you believe in this too. This is the way. This is the only way. There's no other way. Don't you grow up believing in anything else. Like, this is the only way. This is what you're going to pray to because I pray to it. No, I'm not doing that. I will, be a example of, my spiritual belief, whatever that is. I will treat people with the utmost respect and show them an example of someone respecting me. I can teach them standards and values and morals, but at the same time, I can't tell them what to believe as a child into adulthood. Like, that's going to change. You're going to get their own idea of what they should do, but I don't feel like anybody should drill that in on a child. Some people do. Some people think, your child is such and such age, time to get your child baptized. If that's what you believe in, and if that's something you feel like is important for your child to get done, then you go ahead and do that with your child. If you feel like, you had your child and you have to pick a godparent, a godmother or a godfather, then you do that. I have godparents, but my children don't have godparents. I don't know. It's just, I don't feel like that, type of thing, titles and things like that, that's not important to me. My children being good people and treating other people with respect is important to me. My children being like a good representation of what I teach in the home is important to me. My kids excelling beyond what I could think is important to me. That title stuff is not important to me. You know, sometimes people may say, like right now, Anya's having some behavior issues in school. Like, I just had a parent-teacher conference today, and they said everything as far as mathematics, science, writing, reading, everything, art, surpassing it. When it comes to her behavior and social skills, she's having an issue. And I think it has a lot to do with the fact that when I had her, only my mom watched Anya up until she was 3.5 years old, all right? And then Anya started having other people watch her. And Anya was never around kids her age consistently. So she was getting all that attention all day long by herself doing what she wants to do. And then she started going to a sitter, you know, around age 4 throughout the year. And they would say, you know, she has a problem listening. She's like falling out. She's being loud. And I have to tell her things more than once. And I think that's a lot to do with her neediness for attention that she's not used to not getting, the fact that there's other kids around, and the fact that she has to wait her turn, just like common child things like that. But because she was never disciplined to do so, she feels like it's okay for her to act a certain way so she can do those things. So I already knew her being type of like kind of social with other kids was going to be an issue. Going from no kids to 22 kids in the classroom, of course, I expected that to be an issue. I'm not condoning it. You know, my mom didn't discipline any of her kids in the house. It was, you know, everybody for themselves. And that's how I grew up. Me being the only girl and the youngest, and my brothers just in the house. If they wanted something, they fought for it. If they felt disrespected, they fought for it. If you know, food was on the table, everybody ran for the shit and ate. And if you ain't getting none, you ain't getting none. Like, that was my household. For me now, I discipline my kids. Like, I have no problem speaking to you. I have no problem taking something away. I have no problem getting my belt. I have no problem pulling you aside. I have no problem taking something away, throwing something in the trash, sending you to your room. I have no problem with that. But what really irritated me today is the fact that it's been a repeated thing with her being at school, acting out, you know, putting her finger in her nose, trying to wipe it on other kids, all for attention. And when the teacher, she said, got to a point this morning, as a matter of fact, to where she wouldn't listen, she took her to the director's office, and she sat in there, and she said the lady was telling her why she can't do that, and she shouldn't do it, and how that's nasty. And she said Anya was just laughing in her face. And I said to her, why didn't y'all call me? It didn't come to anybody's attention or a clue in their mind that you should give me a ring, ever. Like, they have never called me for Anya's behavior, but today she was giving me, like, repeated stories of how Anya would, like, throw herself out or she'll start kicking. And then I had to take into consideration and explain to her teacher, you know, the situation that had happened with me this past July with my 1-year-old's father, where, you know, it was an incident. I have a restraining order, you know. She kind of knows what happened with that. You know, he was the only father figure around her at that time since she was 3 months. And then it just went from her consistently seeing him 4 times during a week, spending time, to nothing. And she knows that, you know, her sister can go back and forth from my house to his house, and she sees him and she can't. And, you know, she had a whole episode Saturday night and just was bawling, crying, and talking about, you know, how she wants her dad, and she wants to go to her dad's house. The reality is, she has never been to her dad's house. She has never spent, you know, time with him away from me where I don't see her, you know, throughout the day. That has never happened. And she's five. So her and her biological dad, they have no relationship because he refuses to be 100% included in her life. And I can't allow a man that's your actual father to feel like it's okay for him to do something halfway as far as your needs. So, you know, if you can't be 100% here and you can't be committed to doing what you need to do as her father, you know, bring yourself about when you're ready. And that's how I look at him as far as relationship. As far as, you know, my one-year-old's dad and her, because there's, you know, a restraining order in place, it's kind of like, it's restricted. And so I was like, you know what? I'm comfortable getting her a therapist. So I found her a therapist. She'll go see the therapist next month. And they asked me on the phone. It was like, do you think you would more so want a woman therapist or a man therapist? And I told her a man, because I feel like whatever Anya's not understanding and whatever she's not receiving from me as a woman, as a mom, as someone who knows her, if she needs to talk about her problems and if she needs to explain, you know, why she may do some of the things that she does for attention or whatever the reason is behind it, I feel like she would be more comfortable talking to a male. And I have no problem with that. Like, I would go with her. So, yes. And that's a decision that, as a parent, that I personally have to make for Anya. Anya cannot make a decision, you know what, I must be acting out, or I must not be listening, and this is repetitive behavior. And if, you know, when I get to grade school and I'm still acting like this and it gets worse, no matter how great I am academically, I cannot be in the appropriate classroom that I need to be in. I'm going to be in a special classroom because I can't get control of my behavior. She can't make that decision. I have to make that decision for her. So whether it's pre-K, whether it's daycare, whether it's first grade, fifth grade, junior high, or high school, if you see your child repeatedly acting a certain way and there has to be a reason behind it, do what you need to do as a parent to figure out why that is. And try your best to see what works. You know, whether it could be she's bored in class because she knows, you know, how to do things on a higher level than the other kids. I asked her teacher, I said, is it okay that I bring her some workbooks where she could do work on her level if she doesn't want to nap at nap time? She said, that's fine. So that's what I'm going to do. I have to do whatever it is to make sure Anya's her best as a child. Now, once Anya turns 18, she's not fully going to be an adult, but legally, they'll consider her an adult. She's still going to make stupid decisions, and I have to be that guide still to guide her into making the right decision. But solely, if she wants to go against the grain at 18, she can very well do so. But we as parents and as, you know, protectors and the people who supply the roof, the people who supply the food, the people who supply the clothes, the light, the electric, all of that stuff that they don't go out and work for and can provide for themselves, we have to make some decisions in the long run and short term that will help in the long run for our kids that they can't make for themselves. Because I want her to be a better individual. And if there's teachers looking at her and seeing a behavior that shouldn't be, I gotta check it. If there's a babysitter looking at her and seeing a behavior that shouldn't be, I have to check it. And I know the difference between somebody having a horrible child that nobody wants to keep and somebody just having a child that has some social issues and won't listen all the time, and you have to kind of tweak how you deal with her. I don't care about either or. Either or is going to get corrected, however it needs to get corrected. So after the whole conference today, her teacher was like, are you taking her home now or are you going to come back for her? I said, no, I'm going to come back for her. Main reason is I don't want her to know that I had this conversation. I want her to think that it's a regular day. And I want her to get in the car. And I'm going to have a conversation with her in the car with no music, with nothing else playing, about her behavior. And then we're going to get in the house and it's going to be a quiet night. And we're going to discuss her behavior. And we're going to discuss why she's not going to have certain things because of her behavior. And we're going to try some new things to correct her behavior. Because one thing I'm not about to do as a parent is ignore something that needs to be corrected and that can be corrected. And I have time. She has time to correct them. And as a parent, that's what you need to do. And that's what I'm going to do. So decision making, yes, sometimes as parents, we have to make those decisions. And it's okay. They may not like it now, but it's going to help them later. Okay? Just a quickie. My name is Shan. I'm just a parent. And if you are not a parent yet, it's work. But I feel like if you do it the right way, and you do values and morals and standards, you're going to make some great human beings. I'm out. Bye.
Good night, good night, good night, good night.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.